Right, hello, welcome to the Cosmic Eye Show. I am your host, Jason Napolitano, and on the line, Mr. Chris Sheridan is in temporary residence. You like that?
Temporary residence. Okay.
I don't know what that means. I have no idea why I said that.
All right.
But I'll either leave that in or cut that out. We'll see where it goes.
Like an artist in residence or something. Co-host in residence.
You're co-host in residence. Temporarily on the phone right now, but you're in the heart of the show 100% of the time.
I like that. All right. Yeah.
All right. So at any rate, this is the Emmett Fox Friday Show version of our Cosmic Eye Show. Thank you for listening to us. We have a new one of these every Friday, of course, as it's the Emmett Fox Friday Show. And we have our Sunday show as well. If you haven't heard that, check that out. There's a ton of those available. You can either check those out on anchor.fm/cosmiceye, or we're on iTunes or anywhere else podcasts are. Thank you again for joining us, and thank you for our supporters that support us. So today on Emmett Fox Friday, we're going to be getting into the book that we're into each week, of course, which is Find and Use Your Inner Power, otherwise known as Sparks of Truth. And we study these new thought ideas from Emmett Fox. And each one of these ideas is, you know, it's a page or a page and a half at the most, some specific aspect of a new thought idea that he highlights and we talk about each week. So this week's is called Symptoms and Causes. And I'm going to start, and then Chris is going to follow up, and then we'll discuss it as we do each week. So if you have made many efforts, as you probably have, to set things right, but without any real success, the reason is to be found just here. You've been tampering with symptoms and leaving your mind, the real cause of the trouble, untouched. You've been wrestling with circumstances, with people, and with things, and leaving your mind unchanged. And it is just that mind of yours that is causing all the trouble, all the time, and will continue to do so as long as it remains in its present state.
You've been struggling to transform yourself by renewing your conditions, whereas the law is that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds. If you want perfect health, if you want abundant prosperity, happiness, a good home, congenial friends, beauty, joy, and thrilling interest in your life, you can have them if you really want them. But you must want them enough to take trouble enough to find out the only way to get them. You must want them enough to take the trouble to learn how to think, since thought is the only cause.
All right. So very fundamental new thought information there.
It's really basically a description of what, you know, new thought is. Right? So yeah. Let's roll with it.
First, I want to bring up a Bible verse, and this is from the King James. This is Romans 12:2, and I think this is what he's getting at, drawing from, when he says, whereas the law is that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds, which is the end of that first paragraph. This is in the King James Version of the Bible. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds. Basically what that's saying is, don't let the world, you know, do your thinking for you. Don't let the world show you the effects and so on. But instead, change your mind and change the world, in essence. I mean, that's the basic new thought axiom. So, you know, that's Paul saying that in the Bible. And in really looking at the teachings of Jesus and pulling that information of Jesus out there. And Jesus said similar things. I'll give another cross reference to this. But Jesus says, the seed sown among the thorns is the one who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. In other words, the thought gets choked out by the stuff that's on the outside. And you know, you're planting seeds in a garden, or you know, they're not taking root because you're allowing the world to kind of uproot the seeds that you're planting. And again, seeds, of course, you know, metaphoric for our thoughts. And so let's get into this. So why don't you start? I mean, I started already, but why don't you give me some of your thoughts on this so far?
Well, it's the primacy of consciousness. There are quantum physicists like Amika Swami, who think that consciousness is the basis of the universe. And it's a long-held spiritual belief that not only are you know, in New Age or New Thought, you know, we say the thoughts, you know, cause, you know, change in our life, in the outer life, you know, it starts in the inner life. But yeah, some traditions have gone so far as to say that, you know, it was God's thought that created the universe. You know, the beginning was the word. Well, it's, there's a thought behind the word. So it can go pretty far with this, you know, thoughts, you know, create things, and thoughts are things. But just to start out, I want to really get to the end of this. It says, mm-hmm. since thought is the only cause, take the trouble to learn how to think. Again, this is what distinguishes, I think, you know, the more original New Thought movement with some of the ways in which it's presented now, in that if now it seems like, well, if you just change your thought, well, I'm thinking this and I'm going to think that, the, you know, founders, or I guess the, you know, the earlier adherents to New Thought, were also how to think. It wasn't just what you're thinking, it's the way in which you're thinking. You know, and sometimes that can be even more important than what it is you're thinking. Because mm-hmm. if you have the same mind, the same point of view, and you think, well, I'm going to, you know, think happy things, or I'm going to think healthful thoughts, but you still have the same habits of behavior, of believing, your perspective on health, your attitude, you know, all these things, mm-hmm. if those don't change, you might not really be making this change. And this is why I think a lot of people have trouble with, you know, The Secret and things like that, is that, well, I changed my mind. I kept thinking Ferrari and all I got was a Ford Fiesta. Well, you're not changing the other things too about your thinking. You're just changing a picture or image or a thought mm-hmm. of something, but not the thinking, the way of thinking, you know, behind the thought. So I guess that's a good
distinction. With. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think along with that, it's also, you know, patience, consistency, you know, certain emotional feeling or desire that goes along with it, and a belief and a faith that go along with this as well. You know what I mean? And then hitting also, of course, you know, different modalities to help to kind of what you were saying is like, so you've got unconscious patterns developed and unconscious habits and certain ways of being, even in your daily actions, for example. And, you know, if you're trying to treat or affirm for health, for example, let's just look at health. And let's say I have a blood sugar problem or something. You know, maybe I'm not on medication, but I've got like high blood sugar or something. Something like this. I've got, you know, issues with my blood sugar. So, you know, I start treating myself for this, and I'm, you know, affirming that, you know, my blood sugar is regulated and I'm healthy and strong, and, you know, I don't have spikes in mood and sugars, and, you know, everything's healthy and regular, however you formulate it, let's say. But then, you know, you're going throughout your day, and you're drinking a bunch of soda, and you're eating a bunch of candy and cookies, and you're, you know, eating a bunch of, you know, sweetened white flour, you know, products, breads and pastas and so on. Well, then you're not really following up with quote unquote thinking through or thinking in the right way, because your actions are saying something completely different to your body. So everything's got to be aligned, right? And so,
yes,
that's,
it does.
So that's where I think like, or you're, you know, let's say, for example, I'll let you handle this one, but let's say, for example, you're affirming for prosperity, you know, for a certain financial prosperity, or you're trying to, you know, create, or you're trying to set a new career for yourself or something like this, right? I mean, how might you undo that? Like, say, let's say a couple, you know, minutes a day you're doing affirmations, then, you know, take off in that direction. Tell us a little bit about how you'd need to, you know, to follow up with things and what you wouldn't want to do while you were doing those affirmations. You know what I mean?
Sure. Well, Fox, what he's getting, he's kind of comparing the two approaches, just like that line from Paul in the Bibles, don't conform, which means to go with, the world, you know, to make change in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Transform, you know, through your mind. That's trans going across, you know, you're really changing. So when he says, if you're wrestling with circumstances, people, with things, and leaving your mind unchanged, you know, you're not going to have as much success in this. So in something like, you know, prosperity, say like, okay, I have a prosperity mind. I'm going to go back and you say you're in sales or something. Okay. And I'm going to get, you know, I want to get 20 leads this week and I want, you know, 5 confirmations and I want to, you know, whatever your markers are for your goal. But if you then get on the phone to prospective clients and you have the same, well, they're probably not going to want this product, or, you know, your attitude, even if you're kind of doing the work and you're thinking like that, oh no, I'm going to get the calls this time, or I'm going to, you know, land the clients. If your demeanor or your attitude or your outlook isn't on board with that too, some of your efforts might, you know, might not be as fruitful. You might not be speaking the right way on the phone, and people can sense that. You know, what's, why is it that some salespeople in an office, you know, sell more than others? I mean, it's the same product, the same price. If they're at a phone bank, it may have something to do with, you know, you could have a knack for it, but it may be, you know, you just, oh, it's a little calmer voice. Maybe you have a soft sell, or maybe, who knows, whatever it is. But if your attitude isn't there, and that's where he's saying that, you know, the trouble is in your mind, that, okay, then I do want to increase my sales numbers. But okay, then you have to just ask yourself, well, how can I go about it differently? What can be different this way? How can I be different? How can I approach this differently? What do people like? Maybe I need to really listen to them.
Yeah.
You know, when they come back, maybe I need to be a better listener than a better pitch man.
Sure.
You know, it's those kinds of things.
Exactly. And then your actions and your thoughts and your, you know, and your sort of affirmations and your visualizations are all moving in the right direction. I think really that's what he's saying when you say it, talking mm-hmm. about learning how to think. It's like everything has to be moving congruently together towards the destination and goal. You can't be fighting yourself internally or externally or whatever. You know, I was just kind of thinking as you were talking about that, especially now where everyone is wondering, you know, what's going to happen to the economy and, you know, what's going to happen, what's going to become of my job and things like this and all of some of these fearful thoughts that are coming up and so on in this time where we're, you know, still in this sort of quarantine period where a lot of people are at home, most people are at home and so on. This is one of those times where, you know, we're really going to have to not let the world do our thinking for us. And we're going to not be conformed to this world, like Paul said, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Because honestly, if you were, you know, if you spend a good portion of your day reading headlines on the internet or watching the news on, you know, any news outlet or, you know, reading any magazines, or not that many people are reading magazines these days, mostly it's online, but, you know, really listening to stuff or watching stuff online about what's going on or where people think things are going and so on. I mean, it's going to, you know, it's going to decimate your positive attitude, you know, if you watch too much of it. And it's like 5 minutes of affirmations aren't going to mean crap when you're watching, you know, 5 hours of negative, you know, prognosticating about the future. Do you know what I mean? And the thing is that, you know, these people, you know, the media's job is to get you watching the news and watching commercials and buying products. That's its job. It's what they do, right? You know, and so the information isn't necessarily specifically, you know, reliable per se. I mean, some of it's true. Some of it, I mean, has a basis in fact. But a lot of it's, you know, most of it, I would argue, is people's opinions. So, you know, you got to remember that your opinion and your idea about where you want to go is just as valid, in fact, more valid than anything coming from outside. So oftentimes you've got to kind of pull out of that sort of negative hypnosis that's created by all that information. It could be coming from your family. It could be coming from your friends. It could be coming from social media. And you've got to, that's the world that Paul's talking about, not to be conformed to. But instead, you've got to, again, transform by the renewing of your mind, transform with your thinking of where you want to go. And then you've got to take actions also. You know, you've got to use your creativity. You've got to, you know, you've got to work on stuff as well. But I mean, it starts with training the mind to rise above circumstances and conditions and realize that the truth is found in the spiritual and mental realms.
And he really talks about that. If you want it bad enough, you take the trouble. You must want them enough to take the trouble to learn how to think. And I think what we have sometimes is really a laziness attitude that, yes, we'll look at cable news to help, you know, help us formulate our opinions or give us the, you know, information we need to have an opinion, even though it's a very, you know, it might be a narrow viewpoint, and certainly just one viewpoint and not maybe a broader one.
Yeah.
Or with health, you know, say it is blood pressure, or if it's a mental health. I had a relative who was, you know, very bipolar. And, you know, she spent a lot of work trying to, improve that. But the work that she was doing was just, okay, I'll go to the doctor. Well, I'll try this medication. Well, I'll go to this one. Well, I can't work. So now I'm on disability. They're just waiting for its chemical imbalance, waiting for that right pill, waiting for the right pill. Oh, there's a new pill. Well, there's a pill to help my pill. And meanwhile, you know, she wasn't getting, you know, going out and getting the exercise or getting involved in a sport or, you know, something to, you know, have in her life that maybe she wouldn't be so anxious or depressed because there's kind of an outlet for something. There was a lot of, you know, indoors, even though she lived in Florida, it was, you know, a lot of indoors and, you know, a lot of stuff was on TV or online and not much activity. You know, like you're talking about blood pressure, blood sugar. Well, maybe you need to start buying a different kind of bread or maybe do an open face sandwich. Mm-hmm. Then you cut your bread calories in half. Maybe there's, you know, rice pasta instead of, you know, the wheat pasta, you know, or some other.
Sure. There's all kinds of different options. Exactly.
You might still, satisfy your palate, but, you know, you could also, you know, very much reduce your thing. And then if your doctor recommends a pill or something, it's, a lot of times I think we just kind of do the one thing and the thing that kind of comes from the outside. And it takes work. It takes the personal responsibility and we have to own it. If we're going to practice new thought, it really is new thought because that's what he talks about. And Paul too, the renewal of your mind, renewing our mind. It's not just changing the things you're thinking about with the non-renewed mind. This is the thinker, not really the thought. It's the thinking mechanism, and the whole apparatus needs to be renewed. So how do we do that?
Well, I think you're right about that. It's one of these things where it's a multiple. There's no magic bullet to any of these solutions. And I think that's one of the challenges with any of these sort of health problems or health issues or problems that we face in our lives in general. It doesn't matter whether it's health or finances or family, social stuff, politics, you know, the environment, whatever. There's no magic bullet. But the first thing you do need to do is formulate an idea, a new idea that begins to transform the way that you're doing things already that's not working. That's the first step, right? And then after that, then you've got to think about, okay, if this is the way that if this is the thing that I want, then I need to start affirming positively in this direction. I need to work on my faith. I need to study scripture, study positive books. I need to learn some new skills because, you know, this business that I want to do requires XYZ knowledge. And then I also want to maybe find a mentor and I want to make sure I take at least, 20 minutes to pray to, whatever. I mean, everybody's going to come up with different things, but you're right about it. It's a multi-pronged approach. And it's the same thing with, you know, with this mental health stuff. You know, we just want a pill to fix it. And a pill may be necessary. Mm-hmm. I'm not knocking medication. Some people need it. So it's required. And I fully understand that. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, some people have chronic conditions that need that sort of medical care. But there's also stuff that gives away your power, though, if you think that that's the only thing that you can do, because there's always a complex of issues going on with any circumstance, be it depression or, you know, bipolar or, you know, any kind of any kind of disorder that someone may have has multiple things going on with it. Anxiety and phobias and all these things, there's multiple causes and conditions that affect it. So, you know, the medication can help one part of it, but then, you know, we've also got to do our part to make sure our minds are on the right track, our spiritual lives are on track. And then, you know, when we can begin to get moving forward and, you know, moving in the right way in all directions, and then we can really truly transform our mind. And then, you know, after some time, you know, some people find that they need less medication. Some people find that they need no medication. You know, once they've developed a spiritual practice, they've got exercise, they've regulated their diets, and, you know, with the help of their doctor, they sometimes often move away from medication. Oftentimes medication is a really good short-term solution for certain things. Sometimes it's a necessary solution for some things long-term. But, you know, with these other tools and with the renewing of our mind and with the changing of our attitudes and so on, we can, you know, affect incredible change and healing. You know, and some people have complete healing of circumstances just, you know, just through these mental and spiritual sources as well. It's not unheard of.
You know, this renewal for me conjures up a middle step. First, if we're, you know, become aware of, you know, what it is that, okay, well, I'm thinking this certain way or with this attitude or this set of beliefs or under this paradigm. Now I want to change that. And yes, I'm going to change the way I think about some things. I really think there's a step in between. If you have a car and you don't like the color or it's faded and you want to change the color, you don't really just splatter the paint on top of the old paint. You're going to sand it down. You'll put a couple coats of primer so the new paint can stick and you have a nice smooth surface to put the new one on. You know, or the farm metaphor where you were talking about the thistles. You're trying to plant your new seeds in a, you know, in a field full of thistles and thorns, and you know, you're just not going to do it. Maybe you need to plow that one under and or at least maybe have a pause. And this is where sleep, anything with health or anxiety, it's, well, if you have anxiety, you're probably not getting much sleep, but anything with your health, please sleep, because I know it sounds like you're doing nothing, but that's when your body can kind of do stuff when it's not so busy putting up with you all day. A pause, you know, a cleansing, you know, clean the stables, clean your desk before you start a new project. I think just some of that helps really with that renewal. You're creating a space for these new ideas, and some that may mean cleaning some of the old ones out. But calming the mind with meditation, you know, getting actual sleep, kind of clear that out, and then have an opening, or at least be willing to experience and recognize a new and better way.
Sure. Absolutely. And, you know, other tools, I mean, it's like you said, meditation, deep relaxation type techniques, breathing techniques, self-hypnosis, you know, guided meditations, hypnosis with a hypnotherapist, all these kinds of things can put you into an altered state of mind, or a sort of light trance state or a deep trance state, you know, where you can kind of get past some of that resistance and sort of clear the field out, kind of get below the surface of the conscious mind and so on too. And you're right, sleep and, you know, good health in general and stuff is definitely, it's definitely important in terms of trying to make changes in your life. You know, make the changes to those basic areas of your life, your diet, getting some exercise, getting sleep, taking time to do progressive relaxation of some sort. You know, I can just laying down and making sure you're, you know, relaxing down through the muscle groups, you know, from your head down to your feet, things like this. And there's a lot of great stuff on YouTube for that. Just look up progressive relaxation and stuff like that. I mean, that can really help as well, right?
Oh, it can. That's, as a matter of fact, it's really hard to make changes when, you know, there's competition or there's, you know, chaos or, you know, something else going on. You're kind of filled up with all this other stuff. And, you know, it seems like, okay, well, this is sort of doing nothing, but it's really a something. You know, we get new food at the grocery store, you know, don't you now and then just take a look in the back of the fridge and get that moldy cabbage out, or, you know, kind of clean it out and make room for the new stuff, you know?
For the new stuff. Yeah. That's a great point. That's a great point. And it looks like actually we're coming to the end of the show, since we do a more brief show on these ones, these Emmett Fox Friday ones. So unless you have a final point,
well,
I will wrap it up.
Yeah, just one last point. We're talking about, you know, personal responsibility, and it's your thought and your, you know, way of thinking. And yes, we have to relax to, you know, make room, make space, sacred space for this new way. Go easy on yourself too. Yes, it's your responsibility, and it's up to you to change your mind. But an easy approach too, I think, instead of a maybe more frantic or demanding or something.
Yeah,
just a little thing to keep in mind.
That's a great point. I mean, you know, because you're kind of working at cross purposes. If you do things anxiously and angrily or in a frustrated manner, you're not going to have that. You're not going to have that. You know, that faith and that loving sort of outlook that you need to create that true change within yourself. So you got to have that right attitude while you're doing this work too, not trying to force, but to allow these changes to unfold. Because in the end, you got to remember, you're the facilitator of the change, but the real change is coming through the higher self. It's coming through God. It's coming through the spirit. So you need to open up the channel to let that in, but you don't have to force it. You don't have to do it yourself. You just need to make space, and you need to have the faith and allow it to come in. So, you know, in the end, we need that outside, the outside and inside help, because it's inside and outside and all around us and everywhere, right? This universal spirit. But you know, you don't have to rely just on the ego and your own efforts. And I think that's a good point you brought up there. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Remember to, you know, especially in these times where people are kind of panicking and getting a little bit fearful of the future and having anxiety and so on, don't get caught up in all that, and, you know, take control of your own thoughts, you know, rely on the spirit within, and, you know, renew yourself by the, or transform yourself by the renewal of your mind, as Paul said. Thank you again for joining us. This is our Emmett Fox Friday show. Check us out on our Sunday shows as well. And we are at anchor.fm/cosmiceye if you want to contact us, or you can check out Chris's website as well, chrissheridan.com. Thanks for joining us. Have a great week. We'll see you on Sunday. Goodbye and God bless.